For this Monday, December 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Mount Vernon Police are asking for the public's help in identifying an individual. Chief Justin Rutledge says they're looking for the person who allegedly stole from a Dollar General and urinated in front of the building's restrooms. The Mount Vernon Police Department posted images from security cameras of the suspect on their Facebook page. If you have information, please contact them at 812-838-8705. Ascension St. Vincent's Pediatric Mobile Dental Clinic will be on site at Mount Vernon High School this Thursday. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can do so by contacting the clinic at 812-485-7425 and select option number 5. You can also get in contact via email at mobiledental@ascension.org. Last week, former Posey County EMA Director Larry Robb passed away. Robb retired as the EMA Director last year. It's after he served the people of Posey County for over 40 years. Officials say he had plenty of other jobs, including jail officer, EMT, firefighter, and also being a great friend. Some sports news for you. Purdue University officials announced yesterday that Ryan Walters was fired as football head coach. School officials say Purdue president and the University Board of Trustees made the decision that a change in leadership of the football program is necessary. Executive Vice President, Director of Athletics Mike Bobinski says a national search has commenced to select a new head coach for the football program. The Boilermakers went 1-11 this season. Over the weekend, a local high school basketball action, Mount Vernon boys basketball defeated Cascade at the Gobbler Games at Rolls-Hulman University on Saturday 50-42. The Wildcats improved to 2-0 in the season and will be home against North Posey on Friday. North Posey boys basketball lost at Washington this past Friday 70-56. The Vikings are 0-2 on the year. They are back in action tomorrow night at home against Boonville. Coming up tonight at 6 o'clock on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyKennyRadio.com, it is the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show with Wildcats boys basketball head coach Joe Newcomb. The show will be broadcast live at United Fidelity Bank in Mount Vernon. Alan Buck will host the show. Switching to professional sports from the NFL yesterday with Week 13 action, the Indianapolis Colts won a thriller in New England against the Patriots 25-24. Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson tossed a 3-yard touchdown pass to wide receiver Alec Pierce with 12 seconds left, and then Richardson successfully converted a 2-point conversion on the ground to put Indy up for good. The Colts improved to 6-7 overall and will be off this Sunday. The Tennessee Titans got thumped in Washington by the Commanders 42-19. The Titans dipped to 3-9 on the year. The Cincinnati Bengals lost a shootout at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers 44-38 as the Bengals slipped to 4-8 on the season. And finishing up in the NBA, the defensive struggles continue for the Indiana Pacers as they got ran off the floor in Memphis by the Grizzlies on Sunday 136-121. The Pacers sit at 9-12. They're upset. Up your news and sports for this Monday, December 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.